Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Definitely take care of the football. That's the biggest thing, you know. In order to win games, you need to take care of the ball. So we just need to be better at that. Do some things this week as far as, you know, fundamentals, technique, and all those things, just to be better at that come next game.
Hey, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on Buffalo Football Monday on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is not a victory Monday, but we're still taking your calls, and of course, brought to you by and presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We're going to get to several things this hour. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, the Barnes Firm injury report and our extra point from the sidelines. Took an hour of your phone calls. We have a lot more left. If you're on hold, I'll get to you this segment. So stay with me. I'll do that. Got a few calls on hold. We'll do that. We'll run around and get to what happened in the league yesterday. Okay. Just want to rewind right before that last break. Got a little heated there with the conversation with Jamie, I believe it was. If Jamie, maybe Jamie's listening. Maybe he got mad. He hung up. So actually, Jamie, I agree that I did not like the first timeout the Bills used yesterday at the end of the first half. Because as I was trying to do, while you told me, like, oh my God, I can't believe we do this every time, what I was trying to do was go back and look at the play-by-play to make sure I have it right to give you correct information. So when you say, got to look at the tape, but no, I need to go back and look at the play-by-play to remember where it was and exactly so I can give you the right information. So, 2nd and 15 from the Bills 41 after a penalty. All right. All right, out of bounds. Anyway, it's 2nd and 15 for New England at the Bills 41 with 1:05 left. The Bills still have all three timeouts. Drake May throws the ball 19 yards to the Buffalo 19, 22-yard gain. The Bills use a timeout right there, even though it's a first down. That's the one I didn't like. I'm like, all right, it's already a first down. So even if you stop them on second down, use a timeout. Stop them on third down, use a timeout. They can kind of run the clock down on fourth down, right? That's what I didn't like about it, because you're already forced them to use their timeout. So I agree with you, Jamie. I didn't like that timeout. I also don't think there's a big picture issue here with timeouts being used when you, as a football fan, can't actually realize that you should call timeout when you have 10 men on the field in a two-point conversion. You know what that is? That's, I don't like this coach, or I don't like his timeout, so I'm going to pick every time he calls one to be mad about. You want to be upset about a substitution issue to get you there, fair game. Totally right. That's on coaching. That's on the head coach, the position coach, the coordinator. Get the right darn people on the field. Be ready. You're in a close game in a first half, end of the first half, and you got 10 men on the field and a two-point conversion? Holy cow, you better call timeout. I'd be mad if they didn't. You all should be mad if they didn't. That's just smart football to do that, even though you screwed it up to get there in the first place. I didn't like the first timeout, but I understand. And you are trying to get the ball back for Josh Allen. Why wouldn't you want to do that? You're trying to get him a chance at the end of the half. And yes, we do ask Sean McDermott, why did you call timeout there? You know what he says? To get the ball back. You don't have to like that answer. That's the answer. So I hope that makes sense to you. But if you call up and just scream about it and don't give a chance to walk through it here, which I was trying to do, we can't get to the end result, even if we disagree. And that's what this show is about. Okay. Got that off my chest after that. Thanks a lot. Welcome in. We are streaming live on the WGR YouTube page and Twitch. Thanks a lot for the bullpen coming in, everybody talking it up and agreeing and disagreeing, telling me I'm mean to callers or whatever you're doing. That's okay. Take a deep breath, everybody. We all need to do that. It's the first loss of the season. Most likely there's going to be more. They are 4-1. There are concerns. It's not panic time. Eagles were 4-1, too. They lost yesterday. No team is unbeaten. The Bills were actually the last unbeaten team in the league until last night because the Eagles had lost earlier. Everybody's got a loss, you know? Go listen to, you know, Philly radio today, Baltimore radio. You think you're unique and alone in all these issues. You're not. But you certainly have a right to call up and complain about them at 803-0550. Dan in Leroy. What's up, Dan?
How you doing? Yeah, I just want to say I think Stephon Diggs in his situation with their quarterback pretty much the carbon copy of he and Josh. I think he might have got into Josh's head a little. But my real problem with last night's game, right before the game, they announced that Hockley's crew was going to be there. And I just said, oh, no.
Yeah.
Prime time and Hockley's crew, the same with his father's crew, has been a disaster for us forever.
Yeah, I think the record isn't very good. I have to look it up with McDermott teams, with Hockley. But look, you can't blame it on the officials. But I agree, Dan, that was tough to watch last night. I mean, there was just flags flying everywhere. Ridiculous. Like, it just seemed like it was every chance they had, they just wanted to throw a flag. And it was unwatchable. Thanks, Dan, for the phone call. Bob, out in Syracuse. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Sal. Great to talk to you. So I was at the game last night. I don't have the best of track records when I go, but that's a whole nother story.
Geez. All right.
So just a couple observations I had last night watching the game. I try to really look closely at what we were doing offensively and defensively and just try to take an objective perspective. First off, the one thing I have to tell you is you probably feel the same way. I don't feel for one moment that we had any control of that game at any point, regardless of what the score was. I thought that we got outplayed. We got way too cute in the first half with some of the play calling. I thought that we had a really difficult time blocking, creating any space for Cook on the right side of the offensive line. They kept on trying it over and over again. They were failing. But the one thing I did see, and one of my biggest complaints about yesterday, is I know that a lot of people won't agree with this, but and I know we were shuffling people on, especially with linebacker. We had like two extra linebackers. I would love to see more on the field because of his speed. We needed speed last night, and I would have loved to see them play pitch and catch with Kincaid until they were going to stop him because he was unstoppable last night. I thought that this is one of the weaknesses that Brady has when you compare him to Spagnuolo. The way they handle Kelce, especially in his prime, is they're going to say, we're going to keep throwing to him until you roll coverage and stopping him. And then if you stop him, we're going to go elsewhere. I just thought it was I thought the offense was way out of sync. I thought the play calling was weak. You know, these jump balls to Coleman. And I don't buy, let's stretch it down the field. there's nobody open, and you can't tell me it's not separation. There's a lot of opportunities for us to be able to run patterns underneath, but you cannot throw bombs in the NFL. The coverage is too tight. The cover four is too, and cover two schemes are too good for any quarterback to stretch a field. You know, so people have to realize that, you know, throwing deep is really not the answer. What the answer is, and what it has been over the last 2 years, has been methodical, running the football, taking what the defense gives you, and I thought we got away from that last night. Big time.
I don't think a lot of people disagree. I agree with you. I think you keep doing it until it works, right? I mean, like, the danger in that is you get an incomplete pass, it's 2nd and 10, let's say, right, instead of getting a 2nd and 6, but totally, he was owning it. And by the way, the numbers weren't just 100 yards for Kincaid, 6 for 6 on targets, which speaks to what you're saying. Like, when they wanted to go to him, he was there, and it was open, and it was a really good matchup there, Bob. I don't disagree with you. He had a really fantastic game. It's very encouraging. I would have loved to have seen them do that a little more. I will disagree and push back a little bit on the run game. It wasn't great. But you have to give credit, Bob, to who they were playing. They were facing a team that was giving up 77 yards a game and 3.5 yards a carry, and the Bills ran for 4.1 yards a carry, over a half yard a carry more.
I agree. We've always had a tough time with New England running against them.
Milton Williams, by the way, is a really good player up front.
Yeah, he really is. I just thought, like, I don't know about you, but – you know, the end-around plays.
Yeah. Even McDermott said, Bob, I'm not trying to rush you off, but I got some more phone calls. Even McDermott said he thought they got too cute at times. So I don't think you're wrong about that. And you're handing the ball off to Dawson Knox, and the jet sweep didn't go well. Good phone call, Bob. Apologize. I need to rush to get some other callers, though. Let's go to Chris in West Seneca. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Sal. It's Chris in West Seneca. Pretty much, I don't really like to harp on the coaching too much, but, like, Sean McDermott has just gotten to me a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you guys are talking about the timeouts, but it's really what led up to those timeouts. You know, my thing is the coaching. I mean, you had 10 men on the field again in this game. Not only that last game that you guys pointed out, but even in this game. But
I don't remember when that happened. Tell me when that happened, and I'll try to – because you might have seen something on TV that I didn't see.
Yeah, there was 10 men on the field, and we didn't use a timeout. This would have been – I believe this was for an extra point – or for a two-point, or they were on the goal line, New England – and we didn't use a timeout.
Wait, in this game, they had 10 men on the field on a goal? I did not see that. Thank you for pointing it out. I had no idea. Yes, which, when did this happen? I did not notice this.
I didn't see the timestamp.
I got you. No problem. Not a big deal. I'll take a look at it. Thank you. But if they notice, they should call, and they usually do call timeout in that situation. They should. You shouldn't run 11 against 10. That's a recipe for scoring.
Right. And then, you know, here's another thing, too. Like, this guy's defense hasn't been prime since 2022. I mean, we got a defensive-minded head coach. You don't really win Super Bowls with that, I don't think. I mean, unless the stats show otherwise. I mean, but I'm pretty sure, like, all the recent head coaches are offensive-minded for Super Bowl wins. I mean, a question here is, I mean, has Cook even gotten a carry in the red zone either?
Like this year?
I don't even think that... Has he even gotten, like, a carry in the red zone? He has?
Well, what do you mean? He scored a touchdown in every game running except for this one. I don't think all of them came from outside the 20.
I'm not sure. See, that's another stat that I've seen there, too. But I'm just...
No, yeah, he's absolutely... He's become their goal line back, Chris. He's in all the time, like, at the goal line.
No, for sure.
I have no idea what... I don't know about the 10 men on the field, and I have no idea what you're watching if you think James Cook hasn't gotten a red zone carry. I'm sorry. Unless I'm watching something different and seeing something different than you in a different team or game. Has Cook gotten a carry in the red zone? What? Let's go to Joe in Tonawanda. Hi, Joe.
How are we doing today, man?
Good, thank you.
Just a couple points. You know, as Bills fans, we've become spoiled, you know. The team is going to get an L here and there. You know, I'm still looking at 13-4. I'm not getting down. I mean, yeah, it hurts. It was a winnable game. You know, and we've had success without turning the ball over. And last night we turned the ball over. It happened. You know, I'm not getting down on this team. I know there's issues. I know there's things that can be fixed. I think it was a couple seasons ago we were at 5-5 and people cast us off and we ended up making that run and we ended up in the playoffs. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to getting healthy, getting these two guys off the 6-game suspension, et cetera. And then the other comment I have, you know, when Bean made the pick for Keon and went to the 2nd round and didn't even pick in the 1st round that year for the draft, and we pushed the pick to Kansas City, and they picked up Xavier Worthy. You know, I knew then, and I kind of felt then, why are we not taking him and giving him to Kansas? Xavier Worthy's shown since he got in the league that he's better than Keon Coleman. I'm sorry. Your thoughts?
I think he does some things better. I think Keon does some things better. He's having a little trouble staying on the field right now. He might not play tonight. I get it. You want some speed. You want that. I think Keon Coleman had a nice game last night. I think he's becoming a nice wide receiver. As far as better, I think, yeah, sure, if you want to go by stats or volume, but that's always subjective on how you want to look at it. He's a smaller guy, too, and he's dealing some injuries right now. And maybe that's a reason why they didn't want him. I'm not really sure. Let's go to Rich in Buffalo. Hi, Rich. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, it's a coaching thing, and it's not, hey, we got to fire McDermott. McDermott's actually a much better coach than he was when he started. He's a very good coach. Let's call a spade, right? But 9 penalties. That's coaching.
11, actually,
that's,
yeah.
Discipline.
11.
Was it 11, did you say?
It was 11, yes. It was 11, yes. And I mean, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
We get gassed every week over the every week for the last 2 years over the right side, our defensive right side in the run game for the last 2 years. I mean, why aren't we doing something to stop it? I look at the adjustments before, you know, their quarterback is doing the Josh rollout to the right all game long. And finally, in the fourth quarter, they decide to do some things to stop that. And he's killing us with it. Trey White, my gosh, did people play pitch and catch against Trey White? Mm-hmm. Restructure a contract and get a CB in here, right? Say Bosa. Oh my gosh. Let me just stop and say we're 4-1. I'm not ready to jump off a cliff, right? But Bosa, he gets fooled every game, and he's a 10-year vet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What am I missing?
No, I mean, well, nothing. I mean, you have every right to say that. I think Bosa, I gave him an arrow down again in my arrow up, arrow down column. Check it out, WGR550.com. But because it seems to me like he just wants to get to the quarterback and there's plays to be made on the edge. And I know you're not paying him to be an edge setter. I get that, right, Rich? Like that money, but that's the part of the job, right? When you're a defensive end, you got to be able to do that. You know, it's interesting, Rich. You bring up the rolling to the right and the plays that were made. And I'll give you a little perspective because I agree. And on the broadcast, I think Eric Wood said, maybe you do something to make them flush left instead of right, right? To an adjustment. But to give you an insight, so people understand, McDermott actually touched on one of the plays after the game. And he said they sent pressure on to roll him right, and there was a guy there supposed to be contained, and he didn't have contain. I went back and looked. Looks to me like it should have been Landon Jackson. Now, maybe not, because Landon actually dropped into coverage. I don't know if it was somebody else. But the point I'm making is they did have a scheme on to stop that, which is flush him right and have a guy waiting for him. But that guy's got to do his job, too. So coaching does make adjustments in scheme, and players have to execute.
Can I mention one more thing?
Yeah.
And you've probably heard it already, but are we the worst tackling team in the league, or am I?
I thought it was better yesterday. I thought it was better yesterday. I mean, and by the way, the Patriots only ran for 3.2 yards total per carry, 71 yards. They're not a great running team. I thought their tackling was much better yesterday. I would say if you gave me this call a week ago, I'd say absolutely yes. Maybe they still are, but I didn't have too much of a problem other than Stephon Diggs got out of a couple yesterday, which were big, no doubt, Rich. But I didn't think it was an overall issue yesterday. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm just adjustments and basic, you coached. I do, but
I know enough about this, Rich, when I say this. You also can't make the plays for people. You can put them in position. They still have to make the play. Right? I mean, if when you say, Rich, like tackling, you could say that's coaching and whatever, and that's fine. Then you could say penalties. That's discipline and coaching. I mean, holy heck, you're a professional. You know the rules. You also know how to tackle, right? You've been doing it your whole life. That's where I come down. When people say, you defend coaching too much, well, it's like your kids. You can give them all the things in the world and all the tools. They're still going to make a decision, and sometimes it's not the right decision, or they're still going to make a mistake. Like, that's why I say that you can't go out there and do it for them. If people think they're not practicing tackling in training camp, and I know the rules are you can't as much these days in regular practices. If people think they don't go over the rules on where to line up, they're wrong. But at some point, the player has to take accountability on that, doesn't he?
No, I agree with you. But, I mean, like, you're a Yankees fan. I hear you on the show, right?
Why are you going to bring up the Yankees to me today? I had a good day up until 11:23 a.m.
It's not about that. It's about any baseball team or whatever. When they're struggling, they go back to field and grounders,
yeah.
Pitching and catching, basic rules, hitting the cutoff, man. We have to do something.
Okay, Rich. Well, wait a minute. That's a great point. It's a great question. I'm glad you said this because how many people call this radio station and say, I'm tired of hearing the coach say go back to fundamentals? And that's what you're saying he should say. See, that's what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I know.
Agree.
I get it, buddy. I get it. Can't believe you brought up the Yankees. My guy here, Dan's got his Blue Jays cap on. He's rubbing it into me today, making things worse. He didn't say anything, but he just pointed the cap after that came up. We'll get to Steve in Texas. Save me from this, Steve. What's going on?
Well, Sal, I mean, I'll kind of echo on your point. McDermott didn't get frustrated and throw a pick on 2nd and 17 in the end zone because he just wanted to force something. So, you know, that's not McDermott. He can't score the touchdown.
I mean, there are lots of things you can always point to, say coaching has to be better. Here's what happens. Let me just give you a big picture, Steve. I'm going to keep you on the phone for a second. I want to say this, okay, because it's just something I need to get off my chest. It happens all the time. Whether a win or a loss. This happened last night. I put on, like, hey, everybody, give me your suggestions for arrow up, arrow down, or whatever, and everything. Or just randomly, I'll get tweets and people. And generally, it's one word, coaching. But there's nothing like, now you might have a timeout issue or whatever. I always want to say, what specifically should the coach have done better today, last night, whatever? And that's great if you have an idea. But just because a team loses doesn't mean it's on coaching. I want you to tell me nitty gritty, like what you had a problem with coaching. Was it a substitution issue, which they did have a couple of times this year? It cost them last week, and that is on coaching. You have to be able to, but it also could be on players, but that's on coaching. Penalties, yes. Discipline, right? But Steve, they're professionals. They know where to line up, and they didn't do it right. You know what I mean?
I feel you, dog.
That's where I get it. Go ahead.
Okay. So I had two things. One of them is an in-game thing. I noticed it being a little different without Codrington back there on the special teams. Just with the juice coming off of it, I don't know what is different about our average starting position. But, I mean, the speed is noticeable and the penetration. I'm not complaining about it. I know they got to do some stuff to get who they want up on that roster, and that's kind of the first spot to go. But I do notice a little bit of juice missing when Codrington's not back there.
Look at the average starting field position yesterday. The Bills were only at their 23 while the Patriots were at the 34. And I'm not saying it was the end-all be-all with the return game, but it bakes into that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Second was Vrabel. You know, I'm not – I called on the pregame show and I said, you know, if they drop this game, I mean, that game in New England could be for the division. And I'm not like afraid of the Patriots or anything, but I will say, you know, Vrabel is an awesome coach And just looking at what he did with Tannehill in Tennessee, and if they have a, you know, Herbert-like or Allen-like quarterback, and with how disciplined his team is, I think the Patriots, you know, I think there's going to be a real rivalry now. Like, you know, Miami was a pretend rivalry, but I'm not saying I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I think it's, you know, we're here to be entertained, and, you know, that's going to be a good team. And, you know, I think we're going to get them this year, but I think, and, you know, next year and the year after, it's on, brother.
It should be fun. It should be fun. Thanks, Steve. I want to touch on this, by the way, which is so funny and so ironic and so, this is just the way it goes, right? Steve, this is not to pick on you when I say this, please. But Steve says, and it's Vrabel, they're such a disciplined team. They fumble the ball more than anyone in the league, and they had eight penalties yesterday, and they were one of the most penalized team in the league going into yesterday. There is this aura and this perception about maybe Mike Vrabel and being disciplined. And yeah, when the Bills do it and Sean McDermott, oh my God, discipline, discipline. Here's a guy that actually, his team actually turns the ball over at a higher rate than any team in the league, pretty much, puts the ball on the field, and we're talking about their team is so disciplined. They were yesterday, though, more than the Bills, and that's why the Bills lost. 803-0550 is the number. We'll get your phone calls in here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. When we come back, we'll do all of our elements, sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, we'll get the Barnes Firm injury report and, of course, your extra point from the sidelines.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.